WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight on ABC, Mary Tyler Moore returns to her classic character of Mary Richards from The Mary Tyler Moore Show and brings with her Valerie Harper, who played her best friend Rhoda Morgenstern. This telemovie reunion is called Mary and Rhoda. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The Mary and Rhoda telemovie opens very cleverly. We see Mary Richards, older but no less bubbly, walking down the city sidewalk as her old familiar theme song plays underneath. But this is the busier city. It's New York, not Minneapolis. And things have changed a lot since the 70s. So as Mary walks the crowded streets, a stranger bumps into her and rams her off course. Just the sort of thing that happens all the time to Ally McBeal. And Mary's theme song changes to a modern version, played and growled by Joan Jett.
How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully bad.
The message is that the times, they have changed. And this telemovie, which is what remains of an abandoned series idea starring Moore and Harper, tries to catch us up with the lives of these two familiar characters. The musical joke is a great start, but Mary and Rhoda loses steam quickly. The problem is the movie tries a little too hard. It's done as a comedy-drama telemovie without a laugh track, which is a tricky mix, but not impossible. TV viewers are used to this form now, thanks to the likes of Twin Peaks, Northern Exposure, and even Ally McBeal. And actually, the granddaddy of TV comedy dramas, the show that pioneered the form, was Lou Grant, in which Ed Asner took his character from The Mary Tyler Moore Show and made a successful transition from sitcom to what was then called dramedy. Lou and the rest of the gang are nowhere to be found in this Mary and Rhoda telemovie. Instead, we get 20 clunky minutes of exposition, learning that Mary was happily married and, like Rhoda, has a grown daughter. We also learn that Mary's husband recently died and left her in enough debt to have to re-enter the workplace at age 60. When she does, she's right where she started, or right where the Mary Tyler Moore Show started 30 years ago, with Mary Richards undergoing a very uncomfortable job interview with a TV executive. Last time, it was Asner as Lou Grant telling Mary, "You've got spunk," then adding, "I hate spunk." This time, it's Elon Gold as Jonah, a young TV executive with an ultra-modern office and an ultra-rude attitude.
Well, let's see. Got an impressive resume.
I'm 60.
And I'm 33. Now that we've got that out of the way.
Well, it's just that that's the next question after I'm told I have an impressive resume, so...
You know, Mary, I founded this station because I didn't think people were seeing themselves reflected on TV. So I started with reality programming, Final Regrets. Have you seen that?
Which one is that?
Well, that's where we had people who were about to die talk about what they didn't do or fight with family members, you know, that sort of thing. Have you seen it?
No. Well, I don't watch enough TV.
So tell me about you.
I started as an associate producer of the news at station WJM in Minneapolis.
Oh, Barbara, never pick up Porsche. Tell John to move lunch to Wednesday. Skip to the middle.
Well, then I moved to New York and got my master's in journalism.
Mike, I pressed cappuccino and it didn't light up. You want anything?
No. That scene is one intentional nod to the old series. Others include the giant gold M still hanging on Mary's wall, and the fact that she still throws lousy dinner parties. Yet even though the references are cute, the show's concept is sound, and even the casting choices and performances are very good, Mary and Rhoda ends up being derailed by its script. When Asner went from The Mary Tyler Moore Show to Lou Grant, he took with him some of TV's very best writers and producers. Mary Tyler Moore, one of the executive producers of this telemovie, didn't insist on the same level of comedy experience, and it shows. The telemovie by writer Katie Ford and director Barney Kelman strains too hard for both sentimentality and laughs and ends up being a disappointment. Let's not be too hard, though, on Mary Tyler Moore. With Laura Petrie from The Dick Van Dyke Show and Mary Richards in her own series, she's already delivered two of the most charming, funny, memorable, and significant characters in the history of American television. That's an act that even she can be forgiven for finding difficult to follow, much less to repeat.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.